Now, you remember Councillor Jim Rogers was on the phone earlier on talking about bonfires. I wanted to follow up a question, actually, with him that's in the Belfast Telegraph today. So we've brought him back for a second appearance, Mr. Rogers. Sheriff, you're no longer the sheriff, are you?
No, that's right.
You got off the horse.
I did.
You say in the Telegraph, I would never give a transfer to nationalists, or at least that's the headline. And I'll read the story. Another veteran Ulster Unionist has warned against party leader Magnez's move to give a vote transfer to the SDLP. And you've said under no circumstances would you give your support to the SDLP or Sinn Féin or the Alliance Party. Why
yes,
not?
Well, that's been picked up from Facebook. My view is quite clear. You should vote. Any right-thinking unionist should vote for the Ulster Unionist candidate or candidates first, and then thereafter, in order of their preference, vote for all the other unionist parties.
Why not vote for a politician based on what they are like, what their performance has been like, who they are as a person, what their policies are, rather than whether their underpants are green, white and gold or red, white and blue?
Well, it's not a case of that, Stephen. I firmly believe in the union between Northern Ireland and Great Britain, and parties like the SDLP and Sinn Féin are against the union. They want the United Ireland. The Alliance Party are neutral on the union. So as far as I'm concerned, if you're strongly opposed to United Ireland, you can't give your votes to any of the parties who are going down that road.
Isn't Mike Nesbitt strongly opposed to United Ireland?
Well, I would think he would be.
Well, he's giving a second preference to SLP.
Yes, and the leader of the party, just the same as any member, has the right to decide where they're going to put their votes.
Yes.
Equally, I have a right.
But you're saying
to
he's wrong.
Mind up.
You're saying he's wrong.
Well,
you're saying you just said any right-minded unionist.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, if you're a unionist, you should not be voting for parties that support a United Ireland.
But when you said any right-minded unionist would vote for a unionist party, what does that make Mike Nesbitt?
Well, Mike would argue that he is a right-thinking unionist.
But you wouldn't.
No, I'm not saying that it wouldn't. As far as I'm concerned, if you believe in the union, you must support the unionist parties. Now, I work closely.
But he's
with
not.
The SDLP.
He is supporting in a second preference vote the SDLP. What does that say about your leader?
Well, basically, he has his democratic rights the same as I
yeah,
have.
Of course he does. That's a statement of fact, Jim. But what do you make of him doing it?
That's entirely up to him. I personally will not be doing it, but he has the right to vote for whoever he wants, and it doesn't mean to say
are you
that
confident,
I'm against him,
are you confident,
I'm opposed to him.
Are you confident in his judgment?
Again, that's down to him. He may not be happy.
No, the question is to you. Are you confident in his judgment?
Well, as far as I'm concerned, I personally would not be voting number two for FDLP,
sure, and that's you,
or number four, or number five,
yeah,
or whatever.
That's you personally. But are you confident in your leader?
I have confidence in my leader, most certainly. But it doesn't necessarily mean that because you have confidence in someone, be it a leader of a party, be it your boss or whoever, that you agree with them at all times. You can agree to differ without falling out. And that has always been my policy in life.
And do you think Mike Nesbitt's stance is a mistake?
No, he has made his position clear. Only time will tell. And let me repeat, Stephen, he has the right to tell people whatever he wants.
Yeah, of course he does. But Jim, that's obvious. That's in a democracy. Of course he has the right. What I'm trying to get from you is I'm trying to contrast your thinking to his thinking. I guess your thinking is the colour of the flag, no matter what. No matter what. The colour of the flag.
It's nothing to do with the flag. It's to do with parties who support the link between Northern Ireland and Great Britain and parties who support a 32-county Irish Republic. And let me say this, I have a lot of respect for people who are members of the SDLP, but whenever it comes to voting, I've got to make my mind up and ask myself the question, can I give a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, or whatever, to a party that's advocating that it would be better for people in Northern Ireland to go into an all-Ireland state, and I'm totally opposed to that. So therefore, cannot give them any preferences.
But when you said any right-minded unionist would vote unionist in their preferences, that is clearly a dig at Mike Nesbitt,
no,
suggesting that he's not a right-minded unionist. Well,
Stephen,
well, you've said any right-minded unionist.
Stephen,
so what does that make Mike Nesbitt?
With respect to you, don't you try to cause divisions in our party, the Ulster Unionists, that are not there.
Why did you say any right-minded unionist, knowing what he said?
We have a very large number of people in our party. They're entitled to their views. Some people voted to leave Europe. Some people voted
well,
against
it. Well, let me, just because we're heading to the news, let me put the final question to you. Could a right-minded unionist vote for the SDLP in a preference vote?
Well, my personal opinion is no, but again,
well, there you go. So you're saying Mike Nesbitt is not a right. Your opinion is Mike Nesbitt is not a right-minded unionist.
No, I'm not saying that.
I'll ask you again. Could a right-minded unionist vote SDLP?
Stephen, don't try and tie me up in knots, because you're not going to win that battle. All I'm simply saying is, I support the leader. I have respect for the leader. I think the leader's doing a good job, but he's entitled to make it clear who he's going to vote for, just the same as I have.
News time. Thank you, Jim.